The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today on the program, this present darkness, the nightmare that we're in, cast upon us by the radical, woke, liberal coalition of immorality. The way that we combat it is given to us, the prescription by which we combat this, given to us by our founding fathers and codified within our founding documents, prayer and the belief in the divine providence of God. That is the way out of the nightmare of this present darkness. Today, and in some detail, how and why the coalition of immorality, the Democratic Party, has taken over with the help of their ally, Satan himself. Some, when they hear that, will think I'm a fool. But today on the program, enlightenment and truth to those brave enough to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. You are out there. We know it. I know it. And I'm grateful to God for you. Thank you very much indeed for being there. A reminder, DougBillings.us. That's where you can go to support this program. DougBillings.us. At the top of the website, there's a support tab. Please click on it and prayerfully offer and consider a donation, a recurring monthly donation to the program. It's how we keep this thing going. It's how I make a living and provide for my life, my kids, and so forth. And I can tell you, nobody's getting rich over here. Far from it. We need help. And that's why I implore you and ask you to prayerfully consider DougBillings.us. Head over there. Also, a new sponsor, RepublicPromos.com. RepublicPromos.com. Head over there if you need gifts or swag, you're hosting an event or whatever, buttons, shirts, pins, hats, all sorts of incredible merchandise and swag for your company event, your personal event, perhaps a Patriot event. I want you to head over to RepublicPromos.com. Use promo code Billings when you set up your account over there and you'll get vast and meaningful discounts. So today, Black Swan events. First of all, let me start there. We're going to get into some deep, dark issues that are plaguing our republic. But I want to start with some things that are going on in the news cycle. The darkness that we're experiencing, first of all, you know that I believe this is all being done purposefully. The border, the transgender movement, abortion, all of these things that are evil in their nature, put forth upon us purposefully by this commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, and their coalition of immorality. And you've all undoubtedly heard about events called Black Swan events. Now, if you haven't heard about these things, the term Black Swan events has been bantered about for a long time, but especially last week and the week before with regards to what happened in Baltimore and the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That entire tragedy. A black swan event, when you look it up and you research it, it's defined as an unexpected and unplanned and perhaps a catastrophic event that has a devastating impact upon society. That's a black swan event. My friend, General Michael Flynn, has been talking about black swan events for the better part of a year to 18 months. He's one who is concerned about a black swan event, primarily the one that may happen in our 2024 presidential election. We haven't stopped believing that the left radical woke mob will continually try to cheat. We will see if our due diligence and if our involvement in our local level will be able to hold everything on an even footing. But who can blame General Flynn and others who are paranoid about election integrity in this nation, where Administrator Biden and his numbers are so low now, lower than any president in the history of our republic? And you've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. pulling votes away from Biden and the Communist Socialist Party. It may not come to anybody's surprise that this Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, would do anything to try to effect a change to or maybe even cancel the upcoming election. Another epidemic, another plandemic, you tell me. Now, although it might not surprise us that people out there in the deep state may try to do certain things, I want you to know that I'm on record. I am on record as believing that the 2024 presidential election will, in fact, take place, and that we have got to be involved as never before at our local level, at the election polling places and so forth, to make sure that we can safeguard the results of that election. Because you and I, ladies and gentlemen, we really cannot control whether or not black swan events happen. There have been catastrophic, pre-planned, organized events, call them black swan events or call them whatever you want to call them. These kinds of things have been happening throughout history and throughout time. While the thought of them, I agree, is terrifying, I can't control whether or not somebody's out there trying to plan one. Now, we can certainly try to curtail one's ability to cast upon us a black swan event. I think the open border policy is a catastrophe that obviously invites in the potential for black swan events and catastrophes and harm caused by people who don't like us. I think we're crazy to have open borders. I think most people in this republic are also totally against the open border situation. What you and I can control is the most important thing that determines any outcome within our republic, including presidential elections. And that most important thing that we can control is, in fact, our involvement in the process. Historically, Americans have viewed our rights as sacred, because we believe that all of our rights come to us from God. At least we, on the conservative right side of the aisle, believe that our rights come from God. It's anybody's guess these days what the Radical Communist Socialist Party believes. They, after all, have excommunicated God out of their party platform. But for you and me, God and rights, we believe in them, and that we believe that our rights come from God. But our vote is not the only requirement for what we call, what I call, determined patriotism. Remember my catchphrases. We meet here in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of it all. And the voting aspect of our rights, the right to vote, is clearly from God. But our vote is not only that which secures the victory in an election. Our involvement must also be there. That's part of determined patriotism. That's what secures successful and honest elections. I'm going to be talking in great depth about the scourge of evil that has possessed us. The radical left has opened the door to that. I've got to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. Before I do, again, reminding you, DougBillings.us. Please head over there, DougBillings.us. Click support at the top of that webpage. A drop-down menu will appear, and prayerfully consider offering a recurring monthly donation to the program so that we can continue to produce and give you this show of truth and real news. We are being deplatformed And we are being demonetized across all social media because we are conservative and we share the truth that the radical left doesn't want you to hear. DougBillings.us. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these short messages. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
We'll be back after a quick break.
It's Joseph M. Wanted with the Constitutionalist Politics. Tune in for the upcoming episode for May 4. Issue, never the issue. As well as guests Peter Serafin, Rosemary Downer, Don Gallade, Gista the Rapper, Cy Young, Jason Perry, and upcoming Jack Hagar, Andrew Thorpe King, Trent Rock, Ed Temple, Chris Morehouse, and more. Please tune in to Constitutionalist Politics. God bless.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am fulfilling the meaning of life by entering into your life to make differences for the better. Yes, and don't worry, you are also, ladies and gentlemen, fulfilling the meaning of life because through your support, you are entering into my life and making differences for the better as well. DougBillings.us is where I am continually reminding you to go. Please, DougBillings.us, click on the support tab at the top of the website and offer a reoccurring monthly donation over there. So our vote in this time of chaos and darkness is not that which will necessarily only guarantee our success at the ballot box. We have got to be involved, ladies and gentlemen. That's the fullness of our rights to vote. Voting, you see, is much more than just going in and casting a ballot in many ways. In many ways, it is the involvement to protect that process. In many ways, it is you advocating for the intent of the founding fathers when they set election day up as such. Election day, not election month, not election week, but election day. And so your involvement in your local community, working to return our election day to a one-day event, is necessary. We cannot have election month. We cannot have mail-in ballots. It was never intended by the founders to have mail-in ballots. There's too much opportunity for fraud from both sides, from any side, even from people who are not on either of our sides, to come in and cheat the system with mail-in ballots. We will always honor the military men and women, of course, who are deployed with the ability to mail in their ballots. That's a given. And with verifiable disabled citizens, we will always accommodate. But for the vast, vast majority of the rest of us, one day, election day, and the votes counted within a day. If Afghanistan, for God's sakes, can do it, so can we. If Florida can do it in one day, so can the rest of us. Election day, ladies and gentlemen, our vote, especially in today's age, has got to be accompanied with our involvement in our local levels of government and in our local communities. Our society is designed to be a moral and a religious society. There is simply no escaping that truth. To deny it, again, is to be intellectually immature. The radical left, woke, seduced by Satan himself, will dare to suggest to all of us that we are not a religious nation, that we're not founded on Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, have you read in their entirety our founding documents? Have you read in their entirety the private writings of our founding fathers, including their journals and their public speeches? Have you researched American early colonial schools and curriculums? We are a Christian nation. And the days of the radical left woke agenda denying that are coming to an end. They're coming to an end by virtue of the sacred right to vote and our calling and our duty to be involved to protect the vote. Our conservative approach to life, our conservative worldview is rooted in sanctity. We view this world, we view our republic, our founding documents, our rights as sanctified because they come to us from God. But within our world, and especially within our republic, there is an evil that has taken hold of us, seduced us. And this, in a very real sense, is a demonic force. There is clearly no denying this. We are in a battle of good versus evil. Demons are real, ladies and gentlemen. The devil himself is real, and they would love to do nothing more than to possess us. We see a lot of movies based upon personal possession, don't we? People who are individually possessed by demons. And by the way, if you haven't already seen it, I encourage all of you to watch the movie Nefarious. It came out last year. You can look it up, I'm sure, online on your streaming devices, your platform, your TV, your smart TV at home, etc. Nefarious. It offers one of the best commentaries, the best scripts about how the devil gently and patiently seduces us into evil. It reminds me a lot of the book by C.S. Lewis called The Screwtape Letters. But again, I don't get anything out of recommending that movie to you other than your awakeness, right? You becoming awakened to the seduction of the evil one. But I want you to look around the world and look about what you see, whether it's the border, our country, division between people, etc. Demons love to sow discord. They love to sow in violence and hate and jealousy, paranoia, judgment, terrorism, mass shootings, even things like road rage. Demons love that. Have any of you noticed those things going on in our society, really? Of course you have. It's a rhetorical question. I'm convinced that all of you have seen these things going on. Open borders. The devil's loving this. Evil people coming across by the hundreds and thousands, wanting to do harm to us. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a coordinated terrorist attack in this country that is directly and proportionately related to the open borders in this country. You can count on it. The telltale signs of demonic influences and possession, not just within individuals, but within our entire society. And I put it to you, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. All you have to do is look around and you see it. Time for another break and a reminder that I really need you, ladies and gentlemen, please, to go over to DougBillings.us. $5, $10, $20 monthly recurring subscription to this program. If you like the truth, if you like the show, if you like me, head over to DougBillings.us and click on the support tab that you see at the top of that website. That'll bring down it'll reveal to you a drop-down menu at that point. Just click on it, and I think it's intuitive from there on out. DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab and offer us a recurring monthly donation. I'll be right back with more about this sanctity that the conservative movement brings and this present darkness that is brought upon us by the Democratic coalition of immorality. Stay with me. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to LiveYoungerWithDoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm expressing viewpoints from the side of life, liberty, and logic. And you are right there with me. We are shoulder to shoulder in this endeavor to save the republic from the clutches of the evil coalition of immorality that is the Democrat Commune Socialist Party. And I'm again reminding you to go to DougBillings.us, click on the link at the top of the page that says support, and watch that drop-down menu for choices that will lead you to be able to support the program. But telltale signs of the demonic influences that are seducing this republic and the people within it are readily available for everybody to see on a daily basis. Satan and his demons. Think about what they did. They broke away from God. They broke away from their original God-given intent and their God-given identity. They didn't think that God had appropriated them in the right way. Does that sound familiar on any level? Do you think that there are people out there within this coalition of immorality who are trying to convince people to break away from their God-given gender, their God-given identity, that they can find happiness, wonder, and joy and meaning in life if they would only do this. Of course there is. And they are possessed by evil to do such things. This is not about, you know, parents, and I have a great amount of sympathy for parents who are struggling with this, but you are not showing love to your children if you allow them to mutilate their genitalia. It's simply impossible, and that tough message needs to be heard. We will love you. We will even forgive you. We want you to come back into the fold of the divine providence of God. We want you to come back to the truth and to the divine nature of this life that's sanctified and that's holy. Even if you've made the terrible transition into transgenderism, it's not about hating you. In fact, you will find we who tell you the truth, like I am telling you now, are the only ones who truly do love you. And so people today, possessed by these same demonic tendencies, are breaking away from God because of a self-hatred. Really, I think that's what is at the core of it. The transgender movement is based in a self-hatred. How could you want to mutilate your genitalia if you're happy with yourself, if you like yourself? Clearly, you don't like yourself. You're mutilating your body. It's physical and spiritual warfare against yourself and against God. Think of it. People who have self-hatred within them, it includes the hatred of their God-given gender. There is no love for self there. And that is an avenue and a predicament in life. If you're possessed by that, there is no wonder, joy, and meaning in your life if you are. You may pretend and you may think for a time that there is. But altering God's intent, especially with your own body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of God himself, defiling that temple, ruining it, mutilating it, is no way to bring about happiness. And that's why we read about so many people who remain unhappy and, in fact, sadly commit suicide, who have transitioned away from God's intent. People who have this self-hate are also consumed with judgment. They have a discord within their life. They're prone to violence and rage. And we need to pray for them. I'm going to talk about prayer at some great length here in a moment. But we see these things played out in our society. When people migrate towards things like critical race theory, it's seduction of the evil one that causes this. When people migrate towards a group called Black Lives Matter, that's the devil seducing people to believe that the only way to resolve problems is through groups that promote judgment, discord, violence, and rage. The transgender movement, another example. And it's brought about to you in living color by the radical left woke mob and coalition of immorality. All of this is, in a very real sense, and I mean it, a coalition of immorality. It's inspired by demonic forces. And hardly anybody is saying this out loud. I watch the news every day as part of my research for this program. And I'm noticing that Fox News, people on the shows like The Five and their talking heads over there, other stations as well, are beginning to say the same things that I have said for the past 4 years. They're only just now beginning to tell you, this is purposeful chaos, the border, purposefully designed. They want these people to become the new electoral base of the Democratic Communist Socialist Party. People on TV, the mainstream TV, are just now beginning to say this. I have been saying it for 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because you and I know that evidence of the obvious is sufficient for us. We can see it. It's called common sense. They're afraid, even at Fox, they're so woke to say these things out loud because they don't want to ruffle the feathers of people out there, and that will be their undoing. And on this program, you hear the unfettered truth. This coalition of immorality. And I'm going to tell you, when we come back from this next break, I'm going to tell you about how the Eastern countries, including Russia and others out there, Turkey and others, view the United States as the evil one. And really, when you look at us, how can you blame them all necessarily? So how can you blame them? Look at what's happening within our society. This coalition of immorality is rising up and demonstrating itself to the world. I'll talk about that in some detail when we come back from this break. In the meantime, please, again, as I've been asking you, DougBillings.us. That's my website. That's where I make a living. I'm a one-man show over here, and so I appreciate it when you go over there to DougBillings.us. At the top of the website, there is a support tab. Click on it, and that'll cause a drop-down window to appear. There'll be a series of choices that are very intuitive. Click on those. Support me with a voluntary, recurring monthly donation. DougBillings.us. We've been demonetized. They're trying to deplatform us. This is our living, bringing you the truth and bringing you hope for the Republic. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to LiveYoungerWithDoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, our final segment here together today. And as always, DougBillings.us. Please head over there. DougBillings.us. Ladies and gentlemen, the top of the website, there's a support tab. Click on it. A drop-down menu will appear and make your choices from there. I think it's fairly intuitive, but we need your help. I need your help. DougBillings.us. All right. Before the break, I was telling you how the Eastern nations in the world are looking at the United States with contempt and with great suspicion because of the evil that they see coming forth from our country, our republic. Eastern countries, including Russia, for example, they view the United States as the source of an infiltration of liberalism and secularism and anti-religion. They do, believe it or not. Turkey, the same way. Asian countries. But in their view, and I want to be clear about this, I'm not saying that the leadership within Russia is necessarily the good guys. I'm saying the people and the societies and the cultures over there view these things in our country, the liberal, woke radicalism that they see it as destroying human lives and destroying cities across America. Now, all you have to do is look at some recent news out of Oregon to see an example of this, especially when we look at the city of Portland. The demonic evil that has possessed the radical left commu-socialist leaders of that state and of that city are obvious, and they're on display. The demonic evil has ruined by any measure that would be seen or used as catastrophic on a human level. It's been absolutely horrible in Portland and in Oregon, and for that matter, Washington State as well. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, Ted Wheeler, legalizes hardcore drugs, heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, anything, ladies and gentlemen. And the city turned into a wasteland of zombie-like human beings. And now, of course, in the news, oh, he's backpedaling, canceling that. Drugs are now illegal again. Even the nightmare has gotten so bad, even for the radical left leadership, that they've now reversed course. And the governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, although she's only been in office in that role since January of 2023, she still has done nothing to stop this. She didn't reach out and stop it or put an end to it. She could have. It's a demonic force, you guys. Demonic. And it shouldn't surprise us. Ted Wheeler, Tina Kotek are possessed by demonic forces. And this will sound outrageous to those on the left, and they very well make fun of this and post this clip out there without any proper context to the entire show that I've been talking, and they will lambast me. But I'm prepared to take that for the sake of telling you the truth. They don't want anything about the truth to be out there, and they will blame mental illness. It's not the demons, Doug. It's not the devil. That's all mythology. It's human mental illness. These people are not just mentally ill, ladies and gentlemen, if at all. They're possessed. And there has been a possession of people and groups within this country for years now. The evil that they unleashed, Mr. Wheeler, Ms. Kotek, the evil that they unleashed upon their cities and their state is only definable as evil. And when countries in the East look at us in the West, they view it as we do, you and I on the right side, they view it as abhorrent. Countries in the East see America and the West as plagued by the possession of the demons and the devil that bring about moral laxity, social injustice, secularism, a devalue of religion, and an obsession with money and material things. And I'm not talking about just pure capitalism here, folks. When I talk about the evil possession of money or obsession with money that people have, capitalism is inspired by God and has been the mechanism by which we fuel this republic that is also created by God. Capitalism by itself is not evil. It's a good thing. But when we obsess with money and material things, that's a problem, and that is of the devil. When Russia, within Russia, there is the Russian Orthodox Church. It's the state church of Russia. Vladimir Putin is a member of it. He has enabled this Russian Orthodox Church to flourish. They're putting Bibles in schools and so forth. I am not vindicating Putin of any evil that he may have done. Don't confuse that with what I'm saying. But in the Russian Orthodox Church, there is their patriarch Kirill. He's the head of that church in Russia. And he claims that Russia is in and engaged upon now a holy war against the West. That includes specifically Ukraine and the West. And it is a fight against the satanic influences of the West. That all according to the Russian Orthodox Church Patriarch Kirill. And he is, I think, at least partially, if not entirely, correct. We have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and self-evaluate here. at the core of all evil, when we look at it, and at the core of all of this brokenness that we can sense within our republic, at the core of all of it is liberalism. And how I can deduce that is because of this. Liberalism is like a religion of self-hatred. Liberalism teaches white people to hate their race. It teaches minorities that America is not exceptional. Teaches boys to hate their gender. Wages war on women and women's sports. Liberalism teaches women to hate their femininity. Liberalism teaches Americans to hate their country. Liberalism teaches Westerners in general to hate their history. Liberalism is intellectually immature. It is loathsome. It is poisonous. And it constitutes a compromise of Christian values. And it puts forth upon us membership within a coalition of immorality. Not for me, ladies and gentlemen, not on my watch. One of the things that I've said since the day I started the show, which was over 4 years ago, is that we have got to meet in determined prayer. This prayer, which I claim to you and I promise, it needs to be determined. We need to be determined in our pursuit of it. We need to be rigorous and pray with regularity. We need to schedule it. We need to endure and schedule our prayer with endurance. Go to church. I wake up and recite morning prayer, the liturgy of the hours. Then I go to Mass every morning. For me, it just happens to be the perfect way to begin the day. I arm myself with prayer and the Holy Mass. How will you arm yourself for this present time and in this present darkness? I've converted a spare bedroom in my house into a prayer chapel. It's where I go to pray and to journal, to see where I notice the hand of God entering into my life and into the lives of my children. What do you do? This world and the people within it have fallen, and we've lost the divine connection between God and ourselves, and we have lost contact with God's intent for our lives. And I'm telling you that prayer is the way to reestablish that connection. Our prayer is made complete because the gift that was given us through Jesus Christ, the Word made incarnate, ladies and gentlemen, God Himself walked among us, and through His life, through His ministry, His passion, His death, His resurrection, He has shown us the way to our hope and to our salvation. We have got to shout this from the mountaintops. He knows that the world we're in has fallen and that we are broken. That's why He came to earth. And for so long, Satan has had his way with humanity to the point that the vast swaths of people in this world feel certain that there is no God, there is no hope, there is no sanctity of human life, no sanctity of our rights that come from God. And in fact, they cancel God at every opportunity. Faith, I understand, is a gift. Of that, there is no doubt. And there is no way that during this life we will be able to convince everybody that we know to accept the gift of faith. We simply can't do it. There will always be people who are seduced by the dynamic and who will always say to us such things that, like, abortion is health care, or transgenderism brings happiness, Christianity is a myth, human babies within the womb have no right to life, and that there is no God. And I'm here to tell you that the way to combat that and to reclaim our republic from the grip of Satan is through prayer. I urge you to seek out the true church, the one that's founded by Jesus Himself. Prayer is our communication with Him, communion, and the Eucharist. Research it, the Eucharist. Find it and seek it. You know, I remember going to Mass as a child and praying for the conversion of the Soviet Union, and look what happened. It was converted. And now today we need to pray for the conversion of the United States, that we return to the truth and the God-inspired creation of this republic. God inspired it. God inspired the writing of our founding documents, and that the intent of the founding fathers was that America, her government, and her society would be infused with God's divine providence, with God's grace, with Christian values, with the Bible and theology, with Christian religion, because as John Adams noted so accurately, our republic is intended for a religious and moral people. Without that, it will fail. Ladies and gentlemen, I will meet you in determined prayer. I promise you that. We are in this together. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Let me know what you feel about all of this in the comments below, ladies and gentlemen. Write about it. Tell me about it. And please head over to DougBillings.us. Click on that support tab at the top of the website. Offer us, please, a voluntary, recurring monthly donation. God bless you.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.